This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Donald Howard, D-O-N-A-L-D-H-O-W-A-R-D, date of birth 08-01-1947, date of appointment 03-13-2026, requesting physician Amanda Balles, FNP, A-M-A-N-D-A-B-E-L-L-E-S, FNP. Dear Amanda Balles, I have the pleasure of seeing Donald Howard today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 78-year-old left-handed Caucasian man who has a history of throat cancer, status post-surgery, now in remission. He has an episode on March 1st and March 2nd with tingling on the right hand, tingling on the right side of the head, and balance problem. He did not fall, no dizziness. He went to the LS hospital emergency room, ELLIS, CT of the head done, which was read as negative. There was no weakness. It lasted a few hours. This happened two times. He could not get the MRI due to the pacemaker. He has a problem of the inner ear. He has a past medical history, atrial fibrillation, atherosclerotic disease of the coronary artery, benign prostatic hypertrophy, carpal tunnel syndrome, deviated nasal septum, diverticulum of the bladder, erectile dysfunction, essential hypertension, history of radiation therapy, implantable venous access port, ischemic cardiomyopathy, left inguinal hernia, neoplasm of the soft palate, obesity, occlusion of the right vertebral artery, osteoarthritis of the shoulder, sleep apnea, diabetes mellitus, past surgical history, cardiac defibrillator, implantable venous access port, Watchman device, left-sided total arthroplasty, biopsy of the nasopharynx, CABG, left hip replacement, left knee replacement, repair of the umbilical hernia, implantable of the automatic cardioverter defibrillator, total system LASIK, LASIK, feeding tube insertion, repair of the left inguinal hernia, transurethral resection of the prostate, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, Jardiance, doxazosin, atorvastatin 40 mg, aspirin 81 mg, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, is single, lives alone, have no children, family history, mother, father, deceased, one brother, alive and healthy, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he was having tingling on the right side and balance problem. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft. Heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, systolic murmur present, abdomen soft, bowels on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, no aphasia, no dysarthria, but dysphonia present. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is strength 545, deep tender reflex 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 78-year-old left-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, TIA. Number 2, rule out a stroke. Number 3, history of tingling on the right side. And number 4, balance problem. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily and atorvastatin 40 mg daily. I would like to order MRI of the brain. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.